Mini episode 1745 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1745 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our analysis of three major global conflicts at the moment. It might be a cliche about World War I and the invasion of Kuwait happening in August, but this is the month of the year that has sometimes led to very bad situations seemingly out of nowhere, and we can only hope that 2024 won't be one such year, but let's take a look at the circumstances. Number three. Anti-immigration riots across the UK could lead to mass conflict or even spread onto the European continent. Elon Musk posted on Twitter, sometimes erroneously called X, that civil war in the UK is inevitable, which is a statement that could be punished by the British government. While that is probably typical overstatement on his part, these riots are being fueled by the same sentiment that dominated the outcome of the EU Parliament elections in June, the sense that the continental governments are allowing a turbulent reshaping of society through absolutely unmitigated immigration. Sadly, when governments are unresponsive, irresponsible and criminal elements tend to step in, and the attempted mass murder of immigrants via hotel arson is just the most evil of the results we've seen thus far. And inevitably, as all sentiment against open borders gets conflated with far-right violence, the UK government crackdown against any unapproved speech may simply drive more to the violent margins instead of allowing for the long-overdue rational debate about how much immigration is feasible given the available national resources. And right now, there's at least a half dozen countries in Europe nervously eyeing this situation given the possibility of it jumping over to their turf. Number two, Ukraine's latest cross-border skirmish with Russia could be a big one. The ground attack in Kursk is significant because the Ukrainians established, at least temporarily, control over the critical Sudzha gas hub, which is the key to how the Russians have been keeping sanctions from killing their economy. Of course, the terrible paradox is that Ukraine is fighting this war with one hand tied behind its back because Western powers don't have the option of ignoring what the Ukrainian government doesn't feel that it has the luxury of admitting, that the unstable Putin junta may escalate into the use of nuclear weapons if it deems any red lines to have been crossed. It's very unfair and a sign of the horrible realities of the have and have-nots of nuclear weapons that it would probably be best if Ukraine's successes on the ground don't lead to an occupation of Russian territory that could become dangerously escalatory. Number one, is Bibi going to finally get the big one that he wants? Let's face it, Bibi Netanyahu has been trying to drag the U.S. into a war against Iran for decades, getting Big Brother to do the dirty work for him. Now, going after the leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah should indeed be fair game, so it's not that Hanaya got offed, it's how and where. Doing it in Tehran rather than Qatar was Bibi waving a red flag, daring the butchers who run that government to start the first regional mass war in history. Hezbollah seems ready to super escalate on their own, so it's possible that Iran simply settles into their usual support role rather than declaring war on their own. Just think. The biggest, bloodiest war that we've seen yet between Israel and all of southern Lebanon may be the best case scenario right now, and this is with global markets already in turmoil. Might be time to listen to the preppers and put it all on gold and non-perishable food, but let's hope not. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.